joy matters. Joy is when we feel that preciousness of life.
One of the best things that happened this week was my third grader, Hank, had the idea that we all make the same meal and then go on Zoom and all eat it at the same time.
I found a lot of joy in music, especially Celtic music.
It's like triple the amount of people that are out walking, and everybody's lifting their heads, smiling and waving, and it's a breath of fresh air.
And then my second joy is going outside and looking at all the little green nubs coming up out of the earth.
There's this quote from Khalil Gibran: our joy carves out the space for our sorrow, and our sorrow carves out the space for our joy. And sometimes when it seems completely and utterly bereft of hopefulness, I remember this is carving out the space for our joy.
This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, let's shake off the pandemic blues. Let's step away from the darkness and into the light. Here's the question we want you to call in and answer. Where are you finding joy right now? We asked you that same question the night we launched this show in late March. And now, I can't believe it, but it is 6 weeks later. And honestly, levity is really what we need to get through this pandemic. So where have you been finding your joy? Are you surprised when you catch yourself smiling at something small, something tiny? Have you baked joy into your pandemic routines? Call us to talk. Tell us where you're finding joy. We could all use that little bit of news from you. 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700. Or you can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to callers, first, let's recap what we know about coronavirus in New Hampshire today. Newly released data further shows the devastating toll of COVID-19 inside New Hampshire nursing homes. According to numbers released by the state after a request from NHPR, 77% of all COVID-19 deaths in the state have been in long-term care facilities. According to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation, that means proportionally, New Hampshire has had more coronavirus deaths linked to long-term care facilities than any other state in the country for which information is available. A union representing about 10,000 state and municipal workers in New Hampshire is demanding better working conditions during the pandemic. The Local Service Employees International Union is demanding free PPE and COVID-19 tests for public employees and more consistent guidelines on teleworking. And new guidance from the New Hampshire Supreme Court states that anyone entering a court in the state must wear a face mask. There's more news at our website, nhpr.org, and I really recommend you go there to check out that story about coronavirus deaths in New Hampshire nursing homes. It was just posted, and it is an NHPR exclusive. If you listened to last night's show, you know that it was a bit intense. I left here with a bit of a dark cloud hanging over me. I don't know about you, because we asked you to call in to talk about your relationship with grief during this pandemic. We had some good and deep conversations about lost loved ones, lost careers, lost normalcy. And then this morning, we got this email that is the perfect bridge from grief to our theme tonight, joy. Cynthia Keith wrote in to say she was mourning the loss of vibrancy in her hometown in the North Country. She described this scene of a revitalizing little main street that had been shuttered by the pandemic, and it had hit Cynthia hard. But then she went on to say that so far, all those businesses were soldiering on. The restaurants are doing takeout. The movie theater is posting cheerful signs on the marquee. Now, she says, 2 months into this madness, she feels more hope than grief. How about you? What's your silver lining to this dark cloud over all of us? What's the joy you are clinging to push away the fear or sorrow? Tell us about it. We all need a pick-me-up. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. 7700. Tell us where you are finding joy in this pandemic. You can also email your story to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Tonight, we're going to have a guest sitting along with us for the long haul, who has been on the show, and he was on the show the first time we asked you this question about joy. His name is Alan Chong. Alan is talking to us via Skype. Hey, Alan, welcome back to New Hampshire Calling.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I want people to know that you are the director of the Currier Museum in Manchester, a fine, wonderful art establishment that is closed, as many places are right now. And, you know, you said this thing, and I want you to say it in your own words, but the first time we had you on, about this sort of relationship between lightness and darkness and joy and sorrow. You know, talk about this sort of connection that you see between the extremes.
Yeah, you know, for me, they always go together. And you can start from the history of art, because the great artists, the great writers, the great movie makers, musicians have always combined sorrow with ecstasy, with this feeling of grief and then release. The ancient Greeks had a word for it. It was, you know, catharsis, that you needed to really suffer before you understood yourself, and that you could really experience something, you know, something more profound. I always say that, you know, a tearjerker movie is in the end more enjoyable than a silly comedy. Although, you know, I like silly comedies too.
But, yeah.
You know, you've got to have that, I don't know, that melancholy. It doesn't have to be, you know, really profoundly sad.
Yeah,
but there's got to be an edge to it before you can understand what life is about, in my view.
That made me think of a movie I recently saw, Jojo Rabbit, which is like,
oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculously silly. It's about a little, I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And it's about, you know, roughly, it's about this little boy in Germany during World War II whose imaginary friend is Hitler, and like it's so absurd, and it's so funny in a way that you feel like you shouldn't be laughing, and then when it turns and gets serious, it hits you like such a gut punch. And I feel like that's what you're talking about, is, you know, the sharper the sorrow, and the fear, the sharper the joy when it comes. You know, and since you brought up art and this is your job, like, you know, I imagine you love being in museums. You know, you love seeing great art up close, and none of us can do that right now. I'm curious, is there a piece of art or an artist that you have discovered because of the pandemic, you know, online or something like that?
Well, I've been looking at a lot of online art, you know, mainly to refresh my memory about, you know, things which are wonderful. And I've been looking at a lot of art about the plague. I mean, this is obviously, you know, a direct parallel with our own times, where, you know, medieval Europe suffered through these, you know, horrible crises where entire towns were wiped out and people thought the world was going to end. You know, thoughts not so dissimilar to what we're going through. And they created a lot of art about death and destruction and people being maimed and having horrible bruises all over their bodies, you know, which are so grotesque. They're almost funny sometimes, you know, paintings by Bruegel and Hieronymus Bosch and others. But, you know, I've been looking at a lot of landscapes, you know, as a kind of escapism, you know, that, you know, beautiful, beautiful countryside, especially Northern Italian painters like Titian and Tintoretto, really captured the spirit of their country. And often figures are doing, you know, mysterious things. And I like paintings or works of art that don't provide you with an answer, that are a little bit mysterious, that don't, you know, give you the whole narrative, and you don't really know what's happening, and you have to sort of sit there for a long time puzzling what it might mean. And there's some paintings like that where scholars and so-called experts have debated, you know, literally for centuries about the meaning of a particular painting.
Yeah.
And I find those puzzles wonderful.
Right. Yeah. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are talking tonight about joy. Alan Chong of the Currier Museum is coming along for the ride with me. And we want to know, where are you finding joy in this pandemic? Let's talk about levity. The phones are open. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Alan, we got people on the phone, so we're gonna go to them. We're gonna bring some people in here. We've got Susan calling from Exeter. Hey, Susan, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, Jack. An online choir brings me such joy right now. We can all sing.
Online choir, you said?
Online choir.
Okay.
Yes. The self-isolation choir is a 3,300-person worldwide choir, still
Whoa.
Taking new members. And we've come together to work on and virtually perform Handel's Messiah, which is a piece of music that is full of grief and joy.
Hmm.
And it offers me a sense of community and connection. There's a gifted conductor in Bristol, England, and chatty members on live YouTube from all different time zones. It offers me learning. It's like a master class.
And Susan,
singing.
You said 33,000 people are in this online choir?
3,300. If I said
either way, that's a lot. That's fine. I don't want to undercut it. That's a lot of people to organize, a big choir to organize, especially not in a room together. That's so cool. And thank you so much. And I imagine this is like a bit of a replacement for singing in person with people, in church or something for you right now.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shared goal and a charity concert at the end of it.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in and telling us about where you're finding joy. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for your show.
Okay, thanks. Let's go to Portsmouth from Exeter to... let's go to Portsmouth to Susan.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. Where are you finding joy?
Well, I am now shopping with Instacart and doing takeout deliveries with DoorDash. So I'm a nutritionist by profession. I was laid off in March. So food for me is something that's very nurturing, no matter what kind of food you find nurtures you. So being out in the public, helping the grocery stores, helping the restaurants, delivering to people that can't or don't want to get out of their houses, it's just been incredible. Everyone is so grateful, so appreciative.
Yeah.
And it's great driving around New Hampshire this time of year. It's actually gorgeous.
And you're doing this in replacement of a job you had lost. So, again,
That's
there's
right.
that sorrow-joy connection, huh?
Yeah, it was really, until I started doing these two jobs, it was really tough for me having to be home and, reminiscing about what had happened and how, things were going to turn out. So getting out and being active and helping people and, just being part of the community, trying to get ourselves back on our feet, has been really amazing for me.
That's great. Thank you for calling in, Susan. We appreciate hearing from you.
Sure. Thanks for the show.
You got it. Ellen wrote an email. She said, I have found joy in seeing signs of spring coming in spite of all the distress in the world. Bulbs sprouting, birds singing, and people stepping outside to feel the sun and waving to strangers. At its root, human nature is good. That's what we have to believe in and reach out to help one another. Alan, you are originally from Hawaii, and you are enjoying a New Hampshire spring. You've lived here for a couple of years. Are you feeling that spring joy as well?
Sure. We don't really have spring in Hawaii.
That's
it's
right.
kind of a perpetual summer. But the seasons are one of the great reminders that there's a cycle of life. Philosophers have always said that, this eternal cycle of the seasons and their change is really about the hope of life coming back. Also about, the eventual death that comes with the winter. But, we're all part of this great cycle. And it's a reminder that everything will pass, I suppose, without being, too grandiose about it. But, most things will eventually, go away and something will come back to normal or we'll move on to something better, perhaps,
And speaking of something better, let's go to our next caller who is also on the show that you had been on previously on our first show. Sarah Chedzinski from Lineborough is on the line. Hey, Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to remind people that we had you on because you had just had a baby.
I did.
Sebastian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, nice.
Little Sebastian.
So how is he doing now and how are you doing?
Oh, he's great. He's not so little anymore. He's a solid 14 pounds. He's grown like 2 inches. So he's he's doing wonderfully well under the wonderful, loving care of his sisters, Eva and June, who are home to enjoy him.
Oh, man, are they so happy to be big sisters to a little baby boy?
They are, yeah. You know, and of course for the almost three-year-old. But there's that dynamic of joy and sorrow.
Yeah, she's feeling it.
Exactly, the joy of having a little brother, but also the sorrow of, you know, a divided mom.
That's right. And here's a having a baby in a pandemic question for you, because a lot of people are doing this right now. Babies will come when they come, you know, and you've got older kids. Is it helping you? Do you notice a difference this time in being a new mom to a baby? Like, is this pandemic, like, is it helping you focus and appreciate the little things, or is it, and or is it like overwhelming to think about having a baby in this chaotic moment?
You know, Jack, it's both.
Yeah.
You know, I think there was a recent survey or study that came out of the UK that was talking about how babies are gaining weight faster right now. And that is something that, you know, having this be my third child, it is really nice to just be home, to not have to pack up the diaper bag and not know how many outfits I'm going to need and have a screaming baby in the car.
Yeah.
So there are all those things that, you know, to not have the schedule of engagements. Of course, there's the schedule of distance learning and other things going on during the day. But, yeah, I think there is a silver lining there that's really pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You know, the hard part is, you know, kind of what we talked about on the first call of not having our family nearby, you know, not having our family to come.
Oh, they want to see that baby, right?
Exactly. And so, yeah, I think that there's some real sweetness there of, you know, for lack of a better word, being forced to just be.
Yeah.
You know, to just be in this time. And, you know, it's a wonderful call to be present. Even with that, you know, the anxiety of the unknown that we are all feeling.
Yeah.
You know, of finding those moments. I said to a friend who sent me a sweet message today, you know, she said, "I hope you have everything you need and want today." And I said, "A warm, safe home, clean water, a full fridge, and a healthy family." But the ice cream helps too, you know, so you look at things and you have to give yourself that sweetness, whether it's the baking or, you know, the extra time with the book or.
And we've talked so much about baking on
this
show, too. and Sarah, I understand today's your birthday.
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday from the entire state of New Hampshire to you, Sarah Chedzinski. We're going to go into a break right now. Can you tell us a song that's getting you through right now? We'll play it on our way out.
Absolutely. Good old Dave Matthews Band always rocks me through. And the song right now that's really getting me there is One Sweet World.
Got it. Okay, thanks, Sarah. Good to hear from you, and good luck with the kids.
You too. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're going to do a quick break, but be right back. And we are talking about joy. Where are you finding it in this crazy moment? Call in. Tell us about it. Our number is 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. As a reminder, today is Giving Tuesday. That's a day when nonprofits all over the world, including NHPR, humbly put out their hats and ask you to make a financial contribution to help them stay in the black. If you want to contribute to this radio station, do it at our website. It just takes a couple minutes. That's at nhpr.org. And in that vein, let's broaden our theme here a bit. We are talking about how and where you are finding joy in this pandemic. Is it your kids, your grandkids, goofy little YouTube videos, acts of kindness, maybe a nonprofit? Feel free to give them a Giving Tuesday shout out for the joy they're bringing to your life. But we want to hear where you are finding joy. We all need that pick-me-up right now. So call us at 603-513-7700. That number is 603-513-7700. Or email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Alan Chong, director of the Courier Museum, is with me as well. And Alan, is there a soft place in your heart for any particular people who are doing any particular work in New Hampshire right now? You know, there's so many people who are volunteering, doing kind of creative things to keep in touch with customers. Like, anything kind of come across your radar that you remembered?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's frontline workers. I had the chance, I had the opportunity of being in a hospital for a couple of days, and the dedication of frontline medical staff. My niece is a new nurse, and she's going through, you know, a lot of anxiety, but also a sense of giving back. I mean, anyone who works in a grocery store keeping us fed. I mean, you know, what we do at the back end in the museum world is nothing like what people are doing at the front, you know, having to serve and make sure that society keeps functioning. So, yeah. You know, thank you to all of them. Absolutely.
Yeah. We got a bunch more calls, Alan. Let's go to Catherine in Hanover. Hey, Catherine, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, good to have you. So where are you finding joy?
So I've lived in New Hampshire for 14 years, and I saw a brand new bird Sunday I'd never seen.
A new bird.
So excited, so joyful.
You're a big birder, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Okay, so what did you see? What's the species?
So it's striking, but it turns out to be a yellow-rumped warbler. They call it a butterbutt.
Well, the name is worth it just for that. That's what you need, yeah.
Yes. So here's the even more joyful part from seeing it on my suet. Shortly thereafter, I heard this boom against the glass door. I thought, oh dear, a bird has hit. And it was that bird, and it was a foot away from me, just stunned.
Huh.
And I checked 5 minutes later, and it was starting to come awake. And then I saw its mate flew in just 2 feet away from me, lit in the lilac, and said to it, hey, are you okay? And it said, what, you? Oh, there you are. And it flew into the lilac together. And I thought, kindness and looking after each other is actually going around everywhere.
That is the best birding story I've heard in a long time, maybe ever. Thank you so much for calling in from Hanover and for listening to New Hampshire Calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're talking about joy tonight. Where are you finding joy? Is it that new species of bird? Is that new baby? Is it the small act of kindness? Call us at 603-513-7700, 513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go to Judith in Peterborough. Hey, Judith. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, thank you.
No problem.
To just share with you something that put a smile on my face today.
Okay.
A couple of days ago, I called the Toadstool Bookstore in Peterborough
mm-hmm.
to order a book to be sent to a friend that I was sure he would enjoy and put a smile on his face. And when I was talking to Willard Williams, the owner of Toadstool, I said, oh, and Willard, just send me a book, too. I need a surprise in my life, whatever you choose. Today, I received the book, and on one side of the package, it said, eat, sleep, read. On the other side of the package, it said, peace, love, books. And when I opened the book, it said, enjoy the mystery. And it is a marvelous book that I think will really send me on a trip to the UK to go on a very long hike along the coast.
And these are little handwritten notes that somebody from the store had put in there for you?
Yeah, Willard Williams, the owner of the store, had written, "Enjoy the mystery. The book is it. The book inside. Thank you." And it's absolutely marvelous to shop locally and to have a wonderful place where I could either drive up and pick up books, or actually this book was then mailed to me, and it was in brown, you know, plain brown wrapper paper. So it was a mystery.
That's great. Judith, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you, and it's a lovely story, and thanks for listening. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about joy. Where are you finding it in this pandemic? You're hearing it here. It's a little note in a book. It's a bird. It is the little things. Maybe it's something big for you, like a new baby, some way that you are adapting to this pandemic and finding joy. What is it? Call us, 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Let's go to Nashua. We're going to talk to Amar in Nashua. Hey, Amar, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be alive in this season and, enjoying the spring. I was just telling your coordinator that, I'm a healthcare provider, by the way. I'm a dentist. I work in Manchester, but I've been off work for about 2 months now. I have a beautiful 18-month-old daughter, so because of her, I didn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
But the good thing is what I've been inspired by in this season is being a Muslim. We've been fasting. It's the month of Ramadan. And I've been seeing healthcare providers from my faith working tirelessly in New York and other states while fasting for 16 plus hours.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah.
And it's really inspiring to see them, working for humanity, going beyond religious borders and helping everybody in need. And the thing that brought joy to me was I'm picking up astronomy as my new hobby. I just watched a wonderful documentary on space known as Journey to the Edge of the Universe by National Geographic. And I'm probably in process of buying a telescope to start, observing the celestial bodies and understanding there's a bigger thing out there that's much bigger than us.
That's great. And Amar, is there anything in particular about fasting and having that empty belly, during Ramadan? What is it about fasting that brings you joy or that connects you to something bigger?
So apart from the idea that you're not supposed to eat and drink from sunrise to sunset, it kind of allows you to kind of feel the experience that the people around the world who do not get food and clean water, what they go through. So it kind of connects you to the humanity at that level. But spiritually, what it does, it kind of cleans your body and kind of dissuades you from all the unnecessary luxuries in life and makes you ponder over more important things in life. So you kind of redirect your time from worldly luxuries to praying and to finding God and finding peace within yourself.
Got it. Beautiful. Amar, thank you so much for calling in and for listening to the show.
Not at all. Thank you for having me.
Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about joy in this moment of, madness, difficulty, whatever moment this moment we are in is. There's a lot of hard stuff, but there is so much joy, too, and all of us are finding it in small ways. Alan Chong from the Courier Museum is with me. Alan, I want to give people the number one more time, 513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. A quick thought before we go on, anything you're hearing
sure.
here?
Sure. I'm struck by this time of crisis where so much is unknown. It's unstable. We don't know when the virus is going to end. People promise that it's going to be over soon, but there might be a second wave, and who knows if there's a third wave. What do we do? When do we reopen? When does business go back to normal? When can I go back to school? There's so many unknowns. What's so encouraging to me, or what I'm so impressed by, is people who embrace that instability, and find a way of being flexible and nimble, and at their best, they find a way of having fun with all of those unknowns. You know, if you can't sing in a choir, you join an online, you know, choir singing the Messiah with 30,000 of your closest friends. I think that's just wonderful. And so many of the callers have found, you know, little snippets of life that, you know, are very meaningful. But there's a flexibility involved in that. You know, you've got to be nimble and creative to get through this. I think that's a real challenge in all of it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's remind people this is New Hampshire Calling, and the number is 603-513-7700. We want to hear where you are finding joy in this pandemic, in your life, in your home, in your work. Where is that place that has made you smile? Maybe there's, you know, we all have new routines here. Is there something that you've baked into your routine that you know brings you joy when you need it? 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700, or you can email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go now to Manchester to someone we really wanted to speak with tonight. Talik, are you on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right. This is Talik Narula. He works with Building Community in New Hampshire. And Talik, we wanted to talk to you for a few reasons, but one is that, you know, you came to New Hampshire as a refugee. Was it in 2013 from Bhutan?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you became a naturalized citizen a couple of years ago. And, you know, you really genuinely get joy helping underrepresented communities in Manchester.
That's correct. We are not just helping in Manchester, but we are all helping, communities in Concord and in Nashua.
That's right. And can you talk about this Facebook live stream you did recently and the response that it got?
Oh, yeah. So when this COVID-19 pandemic outbreaks in New Hampshire, we started a conversation on how we can keep this minority population intact with these states and other, you know, federal guidelines and many more. In the meantime, we started a conversation with Congolese community leaders from Rohingya society, from Nepalese community, and, you know, many other ethnic, community leaders. By then, we witnessed one positive case in the Bhutanese community. Mm-hmm. So we decided to form a task force to address the need in the community immediately, you know. And then we, you know, the problem was, you know, if we talk particularly about the Bhutanese or Nepalese community in New Hampshire, there are around 30% new Americans who doesn't read and write their own language.
Mm-hmm.
So the ultimate...
And every day we're getting information from the state government, from the federal government in English.
That's correct.
And the language barrier, this is really important information that everybody needs to understand.
That's correct. And, you know, the ultimate means to communicate with this population is to do social media outreach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited a Nepali doctor. We speak the Nepali language from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and hosted a Facebook Live. We shared the video in the YouTube. We did, you know, share the video in the Google group. And, you know, we do our best to...
Talik, I want to be clear here. You had a doctor who's speaking Nepali on Facebook Live, communicating the most essential medical information about COVID, and you had something like 8,000 people across not just New Hampshire but like Ohio, Pennsylvania, different spots in the country watching this.
That's correct, and yeah, that's correct.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's great, and. And, you know, I also understand that you are also a new dad. We heard from a new mom, but you are a new dad. You got a little girl in your house now.
Oh, yeah. I have a 4-day-old.
4-day-old.
Oh, yeah. Wow. little beautiful, daughter here.
Oh, my goodness. What's her name?
She is, you know, Grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And, wow, it's a 4-year-old. And have you got other kids, or is this your first?
She's 4 days old. She's 4 days old, and she's the first one.
She's the first one. Wow. Oh, man, you just became a...
Congratulations.
That is so
cool.
4 days.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, wow. Talik, why don't you make your song request, and we'll play it on our way towards a short break. What do you want us to play?
Probably any song that gives kind of like, you know, soothing to people. Probably the new song, any sort of like new song.
Okay, got it, bud. So, is there a band name or?
No, I don't have any preference.
Okay, you got it. Thanks so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate hearing from you. We'll talk again. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about joy, where you are finding it in this pandemic. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rotolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. Tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling, a little preview, we've got a good one for you. We want you to call us to talk about sports. What are you doing without them? Do you need a platform to kvetch about baseball's lost season? Are you a student athlete who misses the competition and teamwork? And are you finding a sports workaround? Old championship games on YouTube, tossing a ball in the yard. How are you handling life without sports? How have you adapted? That's tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling. But as always, reach out in advance at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Tonight, we have a simple question. Where are you finding joy in this pandemic? What's your own personal silver lining? It could be simple, tiny joys, or it could be big news. We've heard about a bunch of new babies tonight. We're happy to hear about more of them. Whatever it is, we all need that pick-me-up, so call us now. Our number is 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or you can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Alan Chong, director of the Courier Museum, is with me too as we listen to people talk about their own little personal joys. Alan, I want to share an email that we got with you from Katie in Durham. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Okay. She wrote in that very, of course, in that,
sure.
in that very first show, when you asked the question, where do you find joy? I realized both as I was listening and also ever since that it was the best question to ask myself. And I've asked myself that question every day since. Recently, I've found joy in your sing-along music shows, the folk show, anything that gets me dancing around my kitchen. On a daily basis, it's my neighbors and tenants next door who brought me Wicked Mini Donuts because it just opened. Another friend just texting me if there was anything she could pick me up because she was venturing out into the world. And I said the only thing I was craving was Lagunitas Lil Something beer. And sure enough, she found a six-pack and brought it to me. Alan, I've had that. I have to say, like, and I take no credit for, like, coming up with that question. It's a team effort here. But I have – that show was really helpful framing for me to enter this pandemic because I do try to do the same thing she's talking about, which is I force myself to ask myself the question, like, what's good? Remind yourself what's good right now. I'm curious. Do you do the same, or do you, or is it easier for? Do you not have to remind yourself? Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I what I find interesting for myself in listening to all of these callers, is that the small stuff makes a big difference, and that's why there's been this big fixation about baking bread or homemade pasta, and you know, I don't want to go there because I don't make bread, but you know, doing a puzzle, you know, sometimes the tiniest little things trigger. I don't know how to put it, trigger some understanding, like the small things represent something bigger. I mean, the classic one is, of course, you know, buds of the spring that represent new life or whatever. But, you know, sometimes those little things that happen, you know, day to day, an email from a friend that you felt you had to ask about, you know, opens up a whole, you know, conversation that had dropped off maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, The big small difference is not very important. And I think what art has done and what literature has done, like a short story, a really good short story, is almost about nothing, about a seemingly meaningless event that carries great meaning. And I think that's the, you know, that's what I look for every day,
yeah,
you know, between my Zoom meetings and all those
yeah,
horrible well, things we have to do, right?
Right, right. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're asking you to call in or send an email and describe where you are finding joy right now. What is that little moment that has brought you joy during this pandemic? It could be something big, too. Call us at 603-513-7700. The number is 603-513-7700 or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Richard is calling from up in Berlin. Hey, Richard, thanks for listening up there and for calling in.
Good evening, Jack. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Along with the other joys in my life, I found tremendous joy yesterday because I had the opportunity to go back to the Baptist Church here in Berlin, where I am a deacon, and I've not been able to go for almost the last couple of months mm-hmm. after we closed the church. And it wasn't because it was part of a large church service, but it was because our minister is live streaming the service, and he knows I don't have internet capability. So he called me yesterday morning, and he said, "How would you like to just come over and sit in while I do the service?" And so I had the opportunity to do that, to listen to him and to watch him conduct the service, and also to take part in singing the hymns as well. And that just brought tremendous joy to my heart yesterday.
That's wonderful, Richard. I really appreciate it. And have we heard from you on the show before?
Oh, yes, I'm one of your regulars.
You sound familiar. That's right. We talked about how you've got that radio broadcaster voice.
Yes. You're not the first one to tell me that.
thank you so much for calling in and for sharing your joy. We really appreciate hearing from you again, and don't be a stranger, okay?
You're very welcome, Jack. Thank you very much.
Okay. We've got an email from Michelle in Keene. She says, "I'm experiencing joy finding dinosaur delights for my grandson. A costume, dino postcard, or card, anything. I can't wait for his T-shirt to arrive, boldly making it clear that he is a Cohen-saurus." That's great. And Mark from Canaan says, "As usual, I'm listening to your show, and it's that time of day where I need to feed my dogs and do a little food prep for myself for summer. Thanks very much. Since it's Cinco de Mayo and I have an inkling to do fusion in my cooking, I have a chili stuffed mushroom with cilantro jalapeno salsa inspired from an Indian acquaintance, Rajiv, a few years ago." Thanks to Mark and Michelle for those little moments of joy. Let's go now to Nancy calling from Wakefield. Hey, Nancy, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
What brought me joy was it was my mom's 76th birthday today, and we haven't been able to go visit her or my dad because we're trying to make sure that we're not close, of course, at this time. And since it was her birthday, my brother and my sisters and I, my kids, my nieces and nephews, we all came in cars, all with balloons and streamers and honking, and we went around her driveway and all got out of the car, stayed near our cars, keeping 6 feet apart,
yep,
and sang her happy birthday, and she was very happy. And it was just a really nice night.
Yeah. Nancy, hang on the line for a sec. That's great. Hang on the line for just a quick second. We're talking about joy, where you are finding it in this pandemic. Is it that birthday that you adapted, a graduation ceremony you're planning online? Any little place where you're finding joy, call us 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Nancy in Wakefield, how old is your mom? Which birthday was it for her?
76.
So, and this was this weekend?
It was today.
It was today.
I'm driving home. She lives in Goffstown, so I'm an hour and a half away. So some of us were in Deerfield. Some of us were in
You drove an hour and a half to get there.
To wish her a happy birthday. But she was so happy, and it was just so nice to see the kids and the nephews and nieces there, and my brother and my sisters, and there. It was a wonderful night.
Yeah. So this past Sunday was my son's fourth birthday, and we did the same thing for him. A couple of his little friends that he hasn't seen in a while all came with their parents, stayed in their cars, And we dropped Mentos into bottles of Coca-Cola because it makes like a volcano eruption. But it's so funny. It's like your mom in her 70s, my son who's in single digits, the same thing brings the same people joy, which is just like 5 minutes of being able to see people that we're all so disconnected from right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And so so you're driving 3 hours round trip for, I'm guessing, like 20 minutes out in the driveway in front of the house.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for calling in and telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Drive safe.
Bye now.
The number is 603-513-7700. We are talking about joy, the little moments of joy you are finding in this pandemic. Where are you finding your joy in this moment that feels pretty dark, right? Where are you finding your joy? Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, 513-7700. We got another email from Toby. He says, no doubt things are stressful, but all four of my kids, ages 17 to 27, are home. They are playing hoop in the driveway and making fun of me, just like on Thanksgiving, but it's every day, and they're helping one another and me. Alan, are you developing or deepening, I should say, relationships in this moment? You know, a lot of people are like on the phone, on Zoom, you know, just finding these ways to connect, like, have you got any relationships that you found are deepening or at least trying harder to stay connected with?
Yeah, I've tried very hard. There are a couple of people who I see maybe once a year or once every 2 or 3 years. And this has provided an opportunity to check in with them. You know, what are you doing? What are you reading? Are you guys okay? You know, so you sort of ask obliquely people you haven't seen in a while if their health is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so far so good, but it is a way of reconnecting. You know, it's like having a, you know, Christmas card or a holiday card, like, you know, once a month. I also find that working with colleagues at work has become a little bit better. It's strange that there are certain advantages of Zoom meetings where we actually, because it's we have a 1 hour time limit no matter what, that we are able to talk about a few things that we wouldn't normally get to because we have to kind of go through things very quickly. I actually find the bond is stronger. You know, we talk about what we're reading. We talk about some of, you know, the things we see, you know, and I find it's the kind of a nice, you know, thing to do, you know. So there are problems in collaborating, obviously, and
yeah,
working on projects together, but there are also some advantages in getting to know people better, strangely enough.
Yeah. 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 Let's take one final call from Pat in Dover. Hey, Pat, welcome to the show. We've got a pretty short piece of time here, but tell us what's bringing you joy.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying the other way around. I feel sorry for Willie Nelson not being able to get on the road again. But the other thing, that old guy's great, you know, that. And I'm trying to think of another thing, you know. New Hampshire, I like it the way it is now. It's quiet, and I bring up another country guy song, like "Instead of Loving You Again." You ever hear of that song by Merle Haggard?
I know
Tammy Wynette.
I know Merle Haggard, but I don't know that particular song.
Yeah, him and Tammy do a duet in Wembley in England. It's a hell of a song. Yeah, I'm gonna be too happy until we get that nut out of the White House. But it's pretty good right now, though. It's kind of pleasant. Quiet up here, right?
Yeah.
Not too much traffic. I like that.
Well, we appreciate from hearing from you, Pat, and knowing that song, that music is getting you through. And, you know, I think we all wish Willie Nelson will be on the road again sometime soon. Alan, we got to go. We got no more time left, but why don't you make your song request as we go out here?
Yeah, I got Graham Parker, you know, one of the great underappreciated rockers from the 80s.
Yep.
You Can't Be Too Strong, one of my favorite songs.
Okay, cool. Alan Chong, director of the Currier Museum in Manchester, thank you so much. It's great having you on the show, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
I want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight. Also, thanks to Sarah Chedzinski and to Lake Narula. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.
is just a mistake I won't have to face. Don't give it a name, don't give it a place, don't give it a chance. It's lucky in a way.